Hello, hello. How y'all doing? This is DeMarco Carpenter.
And this is Malcolm Scott.
We're all the way from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
We're in San Diego, California.
San Diego!
And it's live. Man, man, life is good. You know, we done did 22 years for a crime we didn't commit. We've been out 10 months.
Last weekend was the most amazing experience of my entire life. I don't say that to be dramatic. It was simply just phenomenal. And there is no way I'm going to be able to explain it in a way that gives it proper credit. But I'm going to try really hard in this episode to attempt in a small way to give you a piece of what I experienced. I'm Brooke, and you're listening to Actual Innocence. And today, we're going to talk about the 2017 Innocence Conference. Don't worry. You'll hear from exonerees, attorneys, and so many important people in the justice process. Plus, heads up, I was also able to secure interviews from over 20 exonerees for future episodes. So please, 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 stay tuned and spread the word about this podcast and the needs to take action against wrongful convictions. This episode is being brought to you by two sponsors, Spring and Talkspace. Thanks so much for your support of our show. And by having two sponsors this week, next week, my cats and I are not going to be homeless. And I'll probably be able to decline the call from my car payment folks at least a few less times. So first, let's talk about Spring. Spring had a big part in dressing me for this conference. First of all, if you saw me wearing boots and a necklace, those were purchased from shopspring.com. And if you took any of the swag from my booth, it was most likely a component of what was printed by an item I purchased from Spring. Because I love Spring. And like most of us on a budget, I love finding the best deals online. In the same place, without paying for shipping. Spring is a digital shopping destination for over 1,500 brands for fashion, beauty, and lifestyle needs. In one place. Not having to visit multiple stores, or any stores, is definitely a bonus for me. Some of the brands you might find include Origins, Smashbox, and Urban Outfitters, and a whole lot more. From those wardrobe staples to shoes and accessories, tech and travel gear, and luxury brands, you'll find all the must-haves at shopspring.com. Plus, there's no shipping minimums. So, download the Spring app in the App Store, or go to shopspring.com now to start saving on all the latest fashions and lifestyle trends. Get free shipping and free returns on your Spring purchases with no spending minimums. And as an added bonus, and use my code INNOCENCE at checkout to take 20% off your first purchase. And you can see the website for more details. That's shopspring.com or shop through the Spring app and use the code INNOCENCE. So picture it. A short, pudgy girl with two large suitcases, a book bag, and a sound booth slung over her shoulder walks into a hotel. This isn't the beginning of a bad joke. It's actually how my weekend started. But immediately after I walked in, I saw a face. Not just any face, but the face of Mr. Lance Felder from the Pennsylvania Innocence Project. After introducing myself, in person this time, a huge realization came over me. I was there. This was it. And all the heroes that I'd been talking with over the past year were there with me. It was incredible. I heard this statement made several times, frequently by my volunteer and friend, Casey. This didn't feel like a conference. It felt like a family reunion, and the atmosphere was incredible. Claire from the Georgia Innocence Project rescued me from the lobby and helped me guide my massive amount of luggage to my room before rushing off to another training. She's such an incredible person, and I'm so glad to have been able to connect with her. So, let's start at the beginning. Day 1, Friday, March 24th. I was able to set up my sound booths at a table in the basement, and before the day even started, I had a visit from one of my most favorite people ever, Maria Shepherd. And let me tell you, she's nice on the phone, but in person, she's one of the nicest people I've ever met. And before the conference actually began for the day, I was able to talk with some of the interns hanging out from the California Innocence Project table, a few feet away from where my booths were sitting.
Hi, my name is Dana, and I am a clinical intern for the California Innocence Project. We work out of California Western School of Law. There are 11 clinical interns, and then we also have some other interns that just come in to volunteer and help us out. We're here today at the Innocence Conference with over 100 exonerees from all over the world, and we're here just trying to promote our cause. We are a true cause for humanity, and we are here to help in whatever way we can.
So I'm Gemma Johnson, and I'm a clinical intern with the California Innocence Project, and I'm here at the Innocence Conference representing the California Innocence Project, and I got involved with the project because I wanted to give a voice to those that aren't typically heard. And I think that in society, we tend to be very dismissive of those people once they have a criminal conviction, especially felony convictions. And especially these guys, when they're actually innocent of the crimes that they committed, there aren't people out there a lot of the time that are willing to listen to their stories. So I wanted to help give those people a voice.
So I noticed that you're kind of set up over here behind the backdrop. What do you have? What are you doing over here at your table?
So I'm conducting interviews with all of the exonerees because the Innocence Project is working on setting up post-exoneration services. So what I'll be doing is discussing with the exonerees what their needs were at different stages of their exoneration so that we can get a general overview on what the most prevalent issues that they were facing when they were released and be able to better set up people in the future for when they get exonerated.
That's amazing. And we don't have this on tape, but I noticed that you said that you also are studying social work, and
yes.
Which makes me excited because I'm also a social worker. So how do you think that that relates? Like, how do you think that they go together?
With the innocent stuff? Mm-hmm. I think that the same sort of skills that you learn in social work, it's all about social justice and being able to give a voice to the to vulnerable populations who a lot of the time don't feel like they're being heard. And so, and I particularly gravitated towards the criminal law field in the first place because in social work I had an interest in working in mental health. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately there is a large overlap between mental health clients and the criminal justice system. Okay. And also, typically, when you're talking about the clients that we have at the Innocence Project, there's a lot of issues with, like, trauma, PTSD. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the same sort of skills that you learn in social work. A lot of them overlap with what is necessary to help the clients in the Innocence Project field.
Hi, my name is Kristen. I'm a clinical intern at the California Innocence Project. My reason why I'm here is because I have a passion for criminal law as well as helping others, and the California Innocence Project offers such a unique experience to combine those two passions and help others who've been severely, you know, unjust.
So I noticed that you're standing here next to a camera, and there's a huge backdrop over here. What is your function right now?
Yes, today I am taking photos. I have the Innocence Network backdrop, and I'm taking photos of people who come through as well as exonerees. I have exonerees holding up the amount of years they spent wrongfully incarcerated, just, you know, getting lots of photos of the Innocence Conference this weekend.
Hi, my name is Danielle Dubon, and I'm an intern at the California Innocence Project. I'm a law student at California Western School of Law, and my reason for going to that law school specifically was for the California Innocence Project, and that was something that I applied to in my first year. I think it was within 1 month of being into law school. I applied to work at the Innocence Project for my second year, and I just started there this past September, or August.
So Jeremy just introduced you, and he said something about a float. Tell me about the float.
Well, every year in December, we go to the OB Christmas Parade. And,
OB is?
Ocean Beach.
Okay.
And I know it's something that they've done in years for I think about 10 years, they said. And this year, I was in charge of doing the float.
Oh, cool.
And we called ourselves Off the Hook.
I love it.
It was an underwater coral reef theme. And there was giant tentacles and coral reef. And it was a lot of fun to make. And it took a lot of hours to make, but it was also really good to have everybody participate. And we had some exonerees that were walking with us through the parade. But I tried to tie in our theme of getting people off the hook for things that they've been wrongfully convicted for. And everybody walked with carrying fishing poles that were all lit up.
That's genius. So I retweet. California Innocence Project tweets
a lot. We tweet the governor every day.
Tell me the CA. Yeah, tell me the story of tweeting the governor, and it's the CA-12, right?
Yeah, it's the California 12. So our director, Justin Brooks, and two of our staff attorneys walked all the way to the Capitol from San Diego, over 700 miles, to deliver these clemency petitions to the governor, because we have done so much for these 12 at the time. That we wholeheartedly will stand behind their innocence. And since then, we have gotten 5 of them exonerated.
Wow.
But there's still 7 left that are in prison. And it was his just goal to bring attention to these people. And so every day we ask the governor to please free the California 12. And we tweet him and we tweet his wife. And he does see them. We've been told that he does see them. And it's like...
Have you ever got a response from him?
Not from him directly, but from people in his office. He does see them. And I think Justin's just goal in doing that is just to increase that visibility. If all of us are tweeting about it, and if all of us are constantly just reminding him about these people that are wrongfully convicted, and the fact that we've even gotten those 5 out since he took those petitions up to Sacramento, that says something. But the governor does have the power to get them out of prison where they don't deserve to be there.
So hear that, listeners. Oh, is there a certain hashtag?
Hashtag free the CA-12.
All right.
After our booths were set up, Casey and I spent time asking those present at the conference to stop by and talk to us about why they were there. Plus, we passed out a boatload of swag. Many of those conversations were played in the last episode. So if you haven't heard that one, go back. Listen now. It's really heartwarming. We spent so much time listening to tragic and inspirational stories. I wish we could have been able to record them all. These gentlemen, though, especially caught our attention.
Hello, hello. How y'all doing? This is DeMarco Carpenter.
And this is Malcolm Scott.
We're all the way from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
We're in San Diego, California.
San Diego!
And it's live. It's all the way turned up. You know, we
turned up.
Man. Man, life is good. You know, we done did 22 years for a crime we didn't commit. We've been out 10 months now, and we have so much going. You know, I'm speaking to kids. He has a fitness. Tell me a little bit about it yourself.
Oh, man, we enjoying life to the fullest. You know, it's a beautiful thing, man, to be out here now, free as a bird.
Free.
Loving life.
Loving it.
You know, living, laughing.
Living, laughing.
It's good, man. But listen, man. You know, check it out. Like, we came from a situation where we were 17 years old, 2 young kids. I mean, we got, you know, falsely convicted of a crime that we had absolutely nothing to do with. But thanks to the Innocence Project and, you know, a group of really good lawyers and students, you know, at the Oklahoma University of Law in Oklahoma City, they came together, man, and really helped save our lives, man. And we are indebted to them forever, you know. And just to be out here to show a tribute to them, you know, and all the good things that they have done for us exonerees is a blessing, you know. And any time that I can show any support for the Innocence Project, I'm always available. I'm always in their corner, just like they've been for me. So,
yeah.
Go ahead, bro.
Now we're in San Diego. Now we're supposed to have some fun, you know. It's beautiful weather, palm trees everywhere, good meeting new people. And, you know, the actual
good people.
Innocence, you know.
Good people.
Man.
Hell yeah. It's wild out here, man. I'm loving it, man. We actually went downtown the other day and had a ball. Like, everybody is partying. There's nobody sitting down. Like, you can just walk through there and everybody, they'll just start dancing on you. Like, you know, like they know you from somewhere you grew up with them or something. It's crazy.
And this is my first time out of Oklahoma, so this is really new to me. I've never left Oklahoma until now.
Oh, really?
You know, so I'm definitely having a blast, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is amazing. I mean, this is a long, long way from where we come from. I mean, sitting in a prison cell, you know.
At our lowest.
At our lowest point, you know, when you've been handed life plus 175 years for something and told that you'll never see the streets again, you know, it's really can break you down. It can be rough on you. But we believed. We never gave up the faith. We never gave up that hope that one day we would be free again.
Now we're free.
And we're here now. You know what I'm saying? So it's a long ways, man. The blessing, you know, is tremendous. It's magical. It's amazing in every word. You know, it's almost unexplainable to really put into words, you know, the feeling that we get every day when we wake up and we can step outside, you know, and breathe fresh air, free air, you know. So I'm just taking it in, man, and growing every day with it and loving every bit of it.
Innocent Conference 2017. It's wonderful, and I'll be there next year too.
Man,
wherever it's at, I'm going.
I'm trying to get here as much as I possibly can to enjoy this environment and just being around other people who share our experiences in some way that, you know, have been through a lot of the same things that we've been through as well. So, you know, we really connect. You know, it's good to have that support team around you that kind of really understands, you know, those certain things that people go through when they've been through our situation. And it's a very rare one. So, you know, it's kind of hard for other people to understand who haven't actually been through it. But to be around those who have, it really was like a breath of fresh air for me to sit down with a few of these guys and just kind of talk to them about how their experience was through it and how mine was as well. And we laughed a little bit about some of the crazy things that we went through and how, even though they come from different states and some from even different countries, that experience was a lot of that tough stuff that they went through was a lot like ours. So, you know, it was really humbling, and it was good to know that, you know, we weren't alone in our fight, you know. And so, you know, I think that's a blessing in itself as well.
And I have a book coming out sometime this year. I'm getting it together, you know, so be looking for that. Buried Alive, DeMarco Carter.
Buried Alive.
Buried Alive. That's what we was, Buried Alive for 22 years. It's an autobiography. And
deuce,
it's
deuce.
Deuce, deuce. So, you know.
Already.
Now we all the way live up in here.
Already.
And I want to thank you for having us. You know, turned down for what?
And I want to say, too, like, I'm right now, it's been amazing. I've gotten enrolled in college now. I'm going to Connor State College. That's been great. It's been amazing. You know, like, education has always been something very important to me, you know, because I feel like with that education comes a success for me and everything that I'm trying to accomplish in life. So I've done that. You know, I've also started my physical fitness personal training business. So that's what I'm really in. I've been wanting to do that for a very long time in my life, you know. So for me, I feel like that's my opportunity to give back, to return, you know, the blessings that I've had by helping others to reach their goals in life, you know, because there's a lot of people that are going through so many things physically, you know, they're trying to lose weight and things like that. And even it connects with emotions. Like I said, the mind, the body, and the spirit all connect together. So for me to be a contributor to helping other people to reach those goals that they're fighting for, you know, to overcome those obstacles that are in their life, I mean, it's refreshing for me, you know. And it's almost like therapy to be able to help others, because I've been helped by so many good people in my life as well. So that's why I took up this personal training thing, and I'm enjoying every bit of it since I got into it. And anybody that's in, you know, the Tulsa, Muskogee, Broken Arrow, that 918 area code, hit me up. You know, Malcolm Scott, that's my name. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram. You know, I'm Snapchatting. I'm everywhere you want
to
go.
I'm there.
You know, you can see me. You can find me.
Yeah.
B Squad, we go hard. My gym is Inspire Fitness right now. That's the gym I'm working out of. You know, but, you know, anybody can hit me up on my Facebook. You can see my number on there. You know, and find me and locate me, and we can connect. You know, you need some help getting into your nutrition, you need help with your, you know, just weight loss plans, whatever the situation may go to do with nutrition or health, I'm there for you.
He's the man already. And me, I'm doing a lot of motivational speaker around Tulsa, you know, so I'm trying to take that to newer levels, bigger levels around the country, you know.
Already.
DeMarco Carpenter, and I've done several speak outs in Oklahoma City and the Tulsa area, so I'm trying to take that to several states, you know. I've been shot several times with an AK, and
my
stomach is riddled, you know, and now I have a story that I'm trying to get to these youths. This is not the life. That was funny now. I'm trying to talk to the youth and let them know that, you know, right decisions, peer pressure, and I've been a part of that, so I know what they're going through, and I'm trying to help them, and that's how I'm paying it forward.
Hell yeah, and I definitely agree with you on that, bro. You know I'm always, you know, trying to reach out to the youth.
you know what I mean?
Reaching out to the youth. I mean, they are our future.
They are.
You know, and I think what we went through in our lives, you know, is something as far as a testament for them, you know, to help save them from even having to go through what we went through. If we can maybe share our story, you know, with them, with the youth, and so they can see from two guys who've actually experienced it. You know, this is not their mother telling them. This is not, you know, their preacher or their school teacher telling them who've never really been through it. This is someone who've actually been through these things, you know, that happens that they see on TV and things like that. And they know, and a lot of them in their neighborhood, like you said, you know, and growing up in a rough city. And so for them to see the experience of two grown men who've made it through it, you know, and can tell them, hey, you know, this is not that route you want to go in life. You know, stay on that route that's going to get you successful in a legitimate way. You know what I mean? And we can speak that. We can speak that because we've experienced it. And I think that goes a long ways with the youth to know that these are not just, you know, fake guys. These guys really been through it. And so what they saying, they know what they're talking about. So that's the good thing about it. And I think, yeah, my brother, if he's out there doing it, and anytime he wants me with him, we can get it together. We can sit down and talk to all the kids. You know, I'm for it. I'm always for that. So,
Dr. Phil, I need to talk to you. Harvey, have me on your show. Steve Harvey, Oprah,
reach out to me.
Already, thank you. Thank you for having us. We appreciate you and everything that you're doing out here as well.
At one point in the conference, I was able to meet Julie Baumer. Julie was the first exoneree I ever interviewed. She is the reason that I continued to do this. She's an incredible woman. I was also able to meet Obi Anthony. Also a great episode, though the episode number kind of escapes my memory at the moment. My buddy Dante stopped by, and I was able to see Eugene and his wife and their children. They're adorable. I'm not going to be able to list everyone I met, but I will say it was a life-changing experience for me. And the feeling of community, love, and support were so thick in the air that you could almost see them. Another quick word from our final sponsor for this episode. There's been a lot going on in my life lately. Changes, new adventures, and I found myself so stressed and emotional lately. And that's why I'm excited to have access to our sponsor, Talkspace. If you've ever thought about going to therapy, but found it too inconvenient, too expensive, or just too embarrassing to make it into an office, then give Talkspace a try. I mean, spoiler alert, I am a therapist, and I totally get your scheduling issues. And even though I know everyone needs someone to talk to sometimes, that stigma of an in-person visit is sometimes hard to overcome. That's why Talkspace is the online therapy company, and it makes it easy to connect with a licensed therapist, handpicked just for you, for as little as $32 a week. Using Talkspace, you can text, audio, and video message your therapist as much as you want. Your Talkspace therapist can listen to you vent about work, family, explore your relationships with the people around you, and help put you on a path to a happier life. To sign up or learn more, go to Talkspace.com/actual. And as a special offer for our listeners, you can use coupon code ACTUAL to get $30 off your first month and show your support for this podcast. That's ACTUAL at Talkspace.com/actual. Talkspace, therapy for how we live today. So, day two, bright and early, back at our post at the actual innocence table, talking about podcasting and listening to stories of wrongful conviction. Midday, I had to take a break from the table, though, because Susan, Claire, Dennis, and I were speaking about podcasting for justice at one of the conference sessions. I won't play you the entire hour and a half, but here's a small snippet for you. If you'd like to hear the entire talk, contact me. Maybe we can work something out.
Good afternoon, folks. My name is Dennis Robinson. I'm an attorney from Baltimore, Maryland. I want to apologize that I'm dressed so informally. Claire said, wear what you wear when you're podcasting, so...
That's pajamas.
Yeah, you're lucky I'm not in my underwear. I'm an Aquarius. I enjoy walks on the beach. It might not be obvious to everybody who's listening to Undisclosed now, but might not have started listening to Undisclosed in the beginning, but we're not radio people. We're not professional producers. We weren't trained in NPR. We really built this from scratch.
Hi. So I, before season one of our show started, I hooked up with Rabia and Colin, who's a law professor in South Carolina, and Dennis, mostly through blogging. After Serial Season 1 came out, I started writing about Anand's case, as did Colin, and through that, we just started talking, and then eventually one day, we got an email from Dennis, and he was like, why don't you guys start a podcast? And we're like, sure, that sounds really easy, we can do that, no problem. We've learned a lot since then. And
which we will teach you.
Yeah, well. And after Season 1 ended, in Anand's case, we'd built up an audience, and we built up sort of... Well, we'd learned a lot about podcasting, and it would seem like a shame to stop there. So we decided to continue it and find other cases to cover. And that's how we ended up finding Claire and the Georgia Innocence Project. At the close of Season 1, we asked for submissions from anyone who had a case about that would benefit from more coverage and wanted us to take a look at it. And the only Innocence Project to email us was Claire. And at the case, it was a very complex one, fascinating one. And we ended up taking it on. So we just finished up our second season of the show, covering the case of Joey Watkins, who is currently in prison in Georgia. And I think we had, 48 episodes in total?
Around that? 48.
Yeah, 24 main episodes and then 24 sort of follow-up talk show episodes. And we worked with Georgia Innocence Project through that time to investigate Joey's case and to eventually file the current habeas action that's pending.
Hi, I'm Brooke. I'm terrified right now because in a podcast, if you mess up, you can go back and edit, and I just realized you can't do that when you're actually talking to people. So, sorry about that. I do the Actual Innocence podcast, and it's a podcast. So, Undisclosed is like a long-form show where they take one case and talk about it a lot. But in my show, I interview people who have been exonerated, and it's less of an interview and more of them telling their story. Because really, who am I to tell someone else's story? I am not a reporter. I have the face for radio, but I'm not a radio person either. I actually am a social worker. And until recently, I was a therapist for children. And I couldn't do it anymore because I got sick. And I thought, you know what? I can be sick and still help people from my bed through a podcast. So my podcast is brought to you. I'm not wearing my pajamas. That is what I podcast in. But my podcast is really brought to you from my walk-in closet. And I get emails all the time from people saying, you know what, I heard your podcast, and how can I help?
Brooke, I'm coming to you next. You said to do like a finger point or something.
All right.
All right, here we go. I want to talk about the effect on the exonerees that having them on your podcast or your work with them has had on them individually and collectively. What kind of effects... outside of the podcasting world, has Actual Innocence had on the subjects of your podcast?
Okay, I'm going to start with two words. John White. John White is an exoneree from the Georgia Innocence Project, and I interviewed John, and at the end, I always ask the question, so how are you doing? How are you doing now? And he said, you know, I'm struggling. And I didn't realize how much he was actually struggling until I went to the Georgia Innocence Project. And John White is really struggling. You know, we had this conversation, this roundtable conversation that Claire talked about, and it was three exonerees and me and volunteers and social workers and really important people there. And John White said such great things. Like, he had such an amazing story. He had good words. Like, he's smart. But he just he didn't have a platform to say it. He didn't know what to say or how to get his message out there. And I think, and Claire can tell me if I'm wrong, but I think he has more confidence now. I think that he knows that he's important, his story is important, and just by telling his story, he's helping people. Like, he's helping bring awareness. I know that since that meeting, Claire, it was at that meeting, they now have come to, like, a support group, right, that you guys meet, like, once a month. Not an official support group, but they meet once a month. And I think that that's so amazing. I've had several exonerees, Mr. Obi Anthony, I come back to him because I told him, I said, you know what, you should write a book. And he's like, well, I don't know if I can. So I tweeted it out. I said, you know, I think Obi should write a book. Who wants to help him? And several people said, contact me. I'll help you write this book. You know, I think that it's a big relief. I talk with my hands. You can't see it when I'm on a podcast, but I really talk with my hands. It's a big relief to get their story out there and to know that there are people who care and people who want to help. And like Dennis said, social media is big. And I put a story out there and it gets, you know, 50 likes or 100 likes, and people want to help. And I think it's really rewarding to the exoneree to know people have my back, people are on my side. When I came here, it felt like a big family reunion. And I think that that support is so important. But I think that, you know, in the off year of not the conference, they can get that support through outside people, you know, saying, I support you, I listened to your story, it was important, and we have your back, what do you want to do?
There's a section that I've been saving for the end, because it was the part of the event that moved me the most. This was one of the most amazing and emotional experiences I've ever had. It was a dinner, honoring exonerees. It started with the new exonerees, and by the end of the evening, the stage was overflowing with almost 200 exonerees. I'm going to play you some segments from this event, because though I wish I could play you the entire thing, there just isn't time. But this is my advice to you. Next year, go. Experience it yourself. This is something you will never, ever regret.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
I'm going to start out with a new exoneree. I'd like you to come up to the stage. And each one after further, when we read your name, after we tell a little bit about your case and your story, then please come up to the stage.
The last of the new exonerees to take the stage was Andrew Wilson.
Andrew Wilson. Andrew was convicted of a murder in 1984 based on attempted identification of the victim's girlfriend. The word of a man who said he saw someone who looked like Andrew running from the scene, and a statement from someone who claimed to have overheard Andrew talking about the crime, but who recanted by the time the preliminary hearing came. Andrew worked tirelessly for 30 years to prove his innocence, uncovering evidence that led detectives to point to Andrew's photo in a strange 16-array photo lineup. That is strange. More recently, buried deep in the district attorney's files was withheld evidence from that the victim's best friend had told the DA that the eyewitness had previously attacked the victim with a knife, possibly under the influence of PCP. In addition, the DA's files contained information about a false police report the eyewitness had filed between the preliminary hearing and the trial in Andrew's case, in which she claimed to have been kidnapped and raped. The DA's notes indicated that the police had refused to pursue the case based on a determination that she was a liar and had no credibility. None of this was turned over to the defense until December 2016. The prosecutor recently remarked that this was not exculpatory. The prosecutor said that this was not exculpatory evidence because the eyewitness never had any credibility anyway.
Eight days ago,
Andrew was exonerated after 32 years. And Andrew, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing at the movie pictures that brought you up. I just want to say thanks to all of y'all, and especially my extended family over there, my attorney. Like I said, I'm not going to spend all night up here, but it was a rough ride, but you got some soldiers up here. We made it home.
It was a rough ride, but we got some soldiers up here, and we made it home. The projection screens in the room then started to show pictures and the names of the exonerees present in the room. It was incredible. Simply incredible.
So, hi, my name is Jeremy, and I am a legal intern with the California Innocence Project. I'm here for the first time at the Innocence Network Conference, and it's been an absolute blast. I had the joy to be assigned social media duties for California Innocence Project. So we've been live tweeting all the sessions that we can get to, which means I'm running between all the sessions and keeping that going, which is a lot of fun. And it's just been life-changing, as we were just talking about. Witnessing last night, I think something like 200 exonerees from across the nation, their stories were told and they took the stage one at a time. Absolutely mind-blowing. As we've said many times, the life of an exoneree, like just seeing them in person, hearing their stories, they are testaments to the failures, to the challenges facing our criminal justice system. And it, for me personally, it just inspires me to be even more involved, to raise more awareness about wrongful convictions, to try to bring about criminal justice reform in this country, which is gravely needed. And so I feel very blessed and fortunate. I'm taking the bar in July. And so hopefully, if I can pass the bar, I plan to do this type of law to defend those who have been wrongfully convicted. And working with California Innocence Project has just been a complete dream come true. So I'm just stoked to be here. Brooke has become a friend of mine, and I just feel stoked, and I'm so happy for her and for actual innocence, and I want to see it thrive and continue for years to come. So tell your friends, share with your family, post on social media, because this is the way that we do this, and we're changing lives, hopefully, and freeing those who've been wrongfully convicted. So thanks for having me, Brooke. I appreciate it. I love what you're doing, and God bless.
Until next time, I'm Brooke. Thanks for listening. A special thanks to our sponsors, Talkspace and Spring, for sponsoring today's episode. Remember, if you can't financially support our sponsors, you can still help by giving them a shout out on social media. And by can, I mean, please do so they know you hear them. Visit our website, actualinpod.com, to see our calendar, ways to support the show, and pictures of the conference. The Actual Innocence Podcast is produced and hosted by Brooke Ginnings. But this week, I'm giving so much of the glory to Casey Weber. She has been a superstar and made our trip to the conference even more amazing. Our theme song is by Andy Cohen. Until next time, listen, learn, and advocate for justice. Thank you so much for listening.